Well, there's some kind of sometimes out on the farm, you'll have a fence that has little barbs on it.
Barbed wire.
And what's that last one?
Barbed wire.
All right. And on Sunday, people go to
church.
And vegetables that make your eyes water when you cut them up are called?
Onions.
All right. And if a coat isn't old, then it's?
New.
And sometimes wool will make a person's skin?
Itch.
All right. And a person who doesn't like to spend his money might be called a close person or a?
Stingy.
All right. And 60 minutes is 1 hour. And if a book doesn't belong to, if a book belongs to him, then it's his book. But if a book belongs to us, then it's?
To us, it would be their book.
All right, so if there was a man sitting in the chair right there, and there was a book out on the floor, if it belonged to him, we'd say, that's his book.
Uh-huh.
But if it belonged to us, it would be?
Our.
So it would be?
Our book.
All right. And at night, you close your eyes and go to?
Sleep.
And 100 years ago, black people who were not free were called?
Slaves.
And there's a furry little animal with big ears that hops around, and you might see him in your garden.
Rabbit.
And a person might go squirrel hunting with a .22
rifle.
And instead of having potatoes for supper, a person might have what in gravy?
Ham and gravy.
But instead of the potatoes, you might have potatoes and ham, or you might have... This is something you might have on Sunday with fried chicken.
Gravy?
With, you can put the gravy in it.
Oh, rice? Rice.
And if I had a little clock right here, I'd be wearing a...
wristwatch.
All right. And insects build big nests and sting you. What are they called? You might have them under the eaves of the house or something.
Well, there's... dirt dauber, I've heard of those.
Oh, do they sting?
But they will if you pick them up. They're not vicious.
What's the one that you were about to say?
Wasp.
All right, and if there was more than one of them, there'd be... What's the plural of that?
Well, it would be wasp. It has an S, but you don't... It's you don't say wasp is, it's wasps.
And there's a season of the year that comes right after winter. What's it called?
Winter.
After winter.
After winter. Spring.
And if a person is thirsty, they might go to the kitchen and get a drink of...
water.
And after supper, someone has to what the dishes?
Wash.
And to get the soap off, you might have to...
rinse.
You don't have to... You can just say it regularly. What you say.
Well, I call it rinsing.
That's fine. Oh, you did? What I meant was you don't have to pronounce it...
correctly, you
mean?
Just
say it like you would say it in conversation. It's fine.
Well, I try to answer the way I answer. I may not always be all right.
Oh, no, that's fine. What I meant was...
I may not always be correct.
Of course. Anything you say is fine. But what I mean is, you don't have to pronounce it extremely well. You just relax. I mean, I'm worried that you might tire you out.
No. I will take your partner. Does that help you?
Oh, that's fine. I didn't need it, but it's fine. And on your hair, you use a comb and a...
brush.
Right. And you might say, he was sick, so his mother put a thermometer in his mouth and took his
temperature.
Now, would you count from 1 to 20 slowly?
Beg your pardon?
Would you count from 1 to 20? I don't need the light if you would like to turn it on. Would you
1
count?
To 20?
Yes, ma'am.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Could you do it a little slower?
Start over?
Yes, ma'am, if you don't mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
And the number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
1,000.
And would you say the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And this is